exercises, three with reason, two without reason, but doing the work of reason. I'm sure you people have not done it. And that is why the meaning of one-pointedness you only find in your dictionary and not in your mind. The very questions all of you every time ask me, convince to me that you have not allowed your conscious brain, outer brain, to go aside for a moment. Because it's the outer mind, the outer brain will never understand. It will accumulate knowledge but will not understand, and therefore will pose one question after another from its own accumulation of knowledge. This man has said this, this man has said this, this is outer accumulation of knowledge. You see? And then you compare and contrast, and that is all you do. While the outer brain has to time and again get a, let the inner brain have its understanding, part of the understanding. Am I clear? Am I clear? Have you all got a prism at home? Let us make good use of it. Another thing with prism is, people are anxious that the prism should disappear. People are all anxious when they do their prism exercise, that the prism must disappear. Once in fact, the real answer is, the prism will disappear only when your outer brain has gone aside and your inner brain has got one or two moments, and moments to understand. You are only very anxious that prism has gone disappear. How can prism disappear? And if it disappears, it has to come again quickly. Because the outer brain wants to do everything. You get my point? The prism disappears only if you have very correctly put your outer brain on the side and allowed your inner brain a few seconds to pass on the understanding. Whether you do it with the prism or whether you do it with some other method, sitting in another, it does not matter. What matters is that the conscious brain must go for some time aside and allow the inner brain to pass on its understanding to the outer brain.
What would be the nature of that understanding which will be passed on to the
outer? Whatever you want to understand.
At that moment.
In those 10 seconds, what is the question?
Pardon?
Because it disappears from the 5 seconds for something like that. Because the outer brain is too anxious to come back. It should not come back for some time. Then only the inner understanding of the inner brain will be passed on to you. Suddenly you say, I don't understand why I am doing this exercise. Suddenly you will say that. Because you have given sufficient time for your inner brain to convey to your outer brain. See, the understanding of why you are doing prism exercise. You get my point? You see, that sudden, like Archimedes, Eureka, that sudden thought must come, I understand. You see? That is the moment where the inner brain conveys to the outer brain. And that is where the 5 simple exercises with the prism and without the prism. But you just hear me, do nothing. When you go home, you do nothing. When you are where, you hear me.
Yeah. function of setting itself apart. This is a function of the outer brain. Does the outer brain consciously set itself apart?
Yeah.
If the outer brain consciously set itself apart, is it the outer brain that is still functioning?
A further stage of samadhi is achieved when to one point is thought, the outer activity is quiet. When the outer brain for a few moments gets aside, you have quieted the various activities. It is a sign. If the outer activities are quiet, it's a sign that the outer brain has receded and allowed the inner brain to understand and pass on the understanding.
What does the outer brain do to
receive? Nothing. Nothing. These exercises will make it too. And that is why I say these exercises are very important. Otherwise, how can it do what we want it to do? We say that it must go aside, but how?
The answer is the
fire prism exercise. The answer is that. Three with prism and two without prism. It teaches the outer brain how for a time to get aside. You see? That is the answer for the outer brain to get aside. You see? So unless you do this, unless you constantly do this, unless 5 seconds, 10 seconds become 1 minute, 2 minutes, 5 minutes, you have done something, then you have achieved one-pointedness. Otherwise the word is a word. You have not achieved anything in life. It's easy to talk about one-pointedness, it's easy to talk about meditation and concentration. It is only a use of words. You have not attained it. You have not attained it. Unless you do these exercises. Perhaps in other schools they might be teaching some other exercise. It is immaterial. What exercise is what people do where? In the whole wide world people must be doing many other things. But the simplest I have found, I have given you. See? And these 5 exercises will teach you firmly and finally what is the meaning of one-pointedness. What is the meaning of dharma? Get nothing. Otherwise, these words are words. You say, I will sit in meditation, but there is no one-pointedness. There is no receding of the outer brain. And time and again, the outer brain comes in. You may sit for meditation for an hour, but you may not have actually meditated for 59 minutes. Get nothing. Before you understand what is one-pointedness, you have to achieve one-pointedness. You have been given not one but 5 exercises to do it. But your questions tell me that you have not done this exercise. Otherwise the questions will not arise. Not that you are prevented from asking me any type of question. You must to clarify your mind. You see? But this is what I am telling you. These sutras can never be understood by the outer brain. From book 4, 5 and part 2 of 5. It is impossible to understand these sutras by the outer brain. And unless you practice the form, how it should receive and how the inner brain must understand, the sutras will not give you the meaning. Even if I give you what I am reading out to you, you will read out to yourself the same thing. It will become your memory but not your understanding. As most of the boys write brilliantly and achieve 90%, 95%, how I don't know, in exam. But it is an accumulation in the outer brain, it is memory which is poured out on examination hall, in examination hall. That's all. There is no understanding.
In this case, the chitta, the thinking instrument, should it be the brain?
you see, I have sinful world. All of you don't remember what I say. Earlier I have told you. The thinking instrument is a subtle thing. Chitta, individual mind, is a subtle thing. And normally the word chitta should be used for individual mind. But in 99.99 cases, the individual mind is involved with the processes of conscious brain. We use the word chitta, for that is a thinking instrument of individual mind, though that way it is not to be used. But if 99.99 people use it that way, we use the word chitta, the red matter. Otherwise, it should not be used. The three things are separate. Brain, individual mind, chitti or infinite mind. All three are separate. Infinite mind remains separate. But chitta and the thinking instrument, they get involved with each other. And therefore, now I always put in bracket, chitta or the thinking instrument. It does not mean the same thing, we know. But we are using it as if it's the same thing. Isn't it? That is why I have put in bracket. Otherwise I should not put in bracket. And when will it not involve with the when practices are done? It cannot by itself, one may say to our brain, bye, tomorrow I will not be with you. It won't say that, never. Unless you do certain practices very sincerely for a long time, this will not happen. Yes, sir. So, we always use, we have always heard these words, dhāna, dhyāna, samādhi. Who have not? In India at least every little child knows these three words. But nobody understands these three words. They ask you, write down the few lines on dhāna. Where will be your idea of dhāna? And not the meaning of dhāna. You get that? Because the inner brain is not conveyed its understanding to the outer brain. It knows, but it has not conveyed. Because the outer brain says, I know. Finish. When the outer brain says, I know, then what can come in? You get that? It has not learned to get aside for a little while. And yoga's first step is that the conscious brain must learn to get aside for much better things to happen. The inner brain is only the first step. The individual mind is the second step. Chitti is the third step. And ultimately divine fragment, communication with it. But as long as your outer brain chatters, these higher sources are kept away. And the whole idea of yoga, the whole basis of yoga, is one simple way of keeping the conscious mind, the outer mind, the conscious brain, the outer brain, from obstructing. It has to learn that politeness of welcoming higher people. I am not taking the chair. Then I have done foolishly. You see? So, this is the whole idea. This is yoga. The beginning of yoga is here. And the end will be here only if you do not understand. This is very basic principle of yoga. Of course, at a later stage, your individual mind and your jitta is an obstacle. But we are not talking about that now. The first obstacle, your concrete brain, your outer brain, it is one of the worst obstacles. How will you put it aside? You get my point? Supposing you do your freedom exercise. Start religiously from tonight. And no one, I must do all this. But if you have not done your refining properly, refining exercises, certain sensitive points inside your body-brain system will not work. So the communication will not take place. Even if your concrete brain were to get aside, if there is no line of communication established, the understanding does not flow. That means you have to do your refining exercises to break down various granthis. There are granthis in the brain, there are granthis in the body. If they are not broken down, they will prevent communication. So even though doing prison exercise will be hindered if you are not done neurosigning exercise. You get my point. These are given to you with some idea, with some motive to help you. But if you think that what can exercises do? Sorry, I can't help you further. I have selected the best and easiest type of exercises to help you. But they must be done. You can't jump to face exercise straight away. And even face exercise won't help you. If you have not done the signing, if you have not done your prison, if they are all interconnected, that is what I have given you. And I have given you earlier, and I have come to this now. The value of the prison exercise and the refining exercise is not in one may apple. That is the whole trouble. If sufficiently valued, today it is valued by all of you in one may apple. And so you are not very conscious or conscientious to do that. I don't say that what I am teaching you is the best in the world. But it is enough to give you what you want. Because I don't know what people are teaching in the world. So I can't make a claim. But I can assure you that I have done this and I know what the result can be. And it will give you sufficient results. But they should be done. Today I have a cold, tomorrow my brother is coming to the airport. It will not work. You can miss your meal, but not the exercise. You can miss your sleep, but not this exercise. If you come to that form of understanding, firm determination, that this exercise will do for you what they are expected to do for you. The white hot heat, tremendous application is needed on this path. Unless total dedication is not there, nothing will happen. Akbar Badshah wanted a son. From his imperial throne, he walked to the grave of Salim Chisti, barefoot, on the way, went on praying. See the dedication, barefoot, he could have gone in his style. He didn't go as Emperor of India. He went there as a beggar, to beg. At that time, his total involvement was there. He forgot you are the Emperor of India. Let your concrete brain forget that it is very important and dedicate itself to the inner brain. Later to individual mind, later to city. It must come to conclusion that it is nothing. There are better propositions besides this. Am I clear? Am I clear?
One small question. Is inner and outer brain both part of the thinking instrument?
Our thinking instrument, we have always clearly stated, it is the front lobe, it is IESM, the mallory pool at the back. And the incoming impulses within this is the thinking instrument and the creation of thought. You have never brought any other part of the brain. change. We have described the function of the brain. The front brain, the conscious brain, there it is, with its four centers, the, at the back, the memory portion, then the incoming impulses by the arrows you see. This is your thinking instrument doing the thinking. And rest of the brain is good for making that clear. At this present juncture.
The description of the inner
brain,
the rest of the brain, outside this skin instrument. What is the location of the inner brain? That's
what I'm asking.
You have heard me,
no?
You have described the outer brain structure.
And I'm not familiar with the
parameter. Sanitary. Yes, but I don't even forget the original earlier term. It seems to conflict.
Tell me now.
Yes, we are talking about brain pain. And we are talking about brain pain to the thinking.
Yes. What is brain pain? What is brain pain?
Are the impulses?
You see, that's something you see that.
Yeah.
The trunk portion with those four centers,
yes.
That part of memory pool, the shallow,
yes.
And the incoming impulses that make them work.
Fine.
But,
is brain B and brain A1.
Where you go to brain B, you go to the left midbrain, then you go to the right midbrain, we are not going to be in this part.
What is the location of brain, inner brain?
The
silent
area.
That is very separate from A1 and B.
Let it be separate. That is the point of understanding. Brain, the left midbrain can do a lot. The right is going to do a lot. I am not bothered about it today, just now. I am bothered with the silent area and I am bothered with the thinking instrument area. The thinking instrument area is the outer brain, the silent area is the inner brain, and there is no communication between these two areas, though the distance may be a few inches. You see, there is no communication because no communication was ever consciously established.
So there is no structure to the silent area, only location.
Structure, if you go deep into the brain, will require an eternity to understand. Because the most intricate creation of God is brain. But let us be good enough to understand that the area we are known as silent brain is the inner brain. It can understand. This pulsing outer brain, thinking instrument, cannot understand, it can accumulate knowledge.
Yes.
And there is no communication established between these two points, and therefore, real understanding does not come.
And not accurate. But I am not clarifying.
You
see, in the process of between the silent area and the thinking instrument, no room is taken in between by the brain A or brain B.
Then we have the memory, or the unconscious brain. Then we have the left midbrain below 2 millimeters, and we have the right midbrain below 2 millimeters. But right inside in the midbrain is our silent area. All that we have done.
Yes, I want to know
and
the
only
session is directly from the
only
instrument to
there
the
is only, there is only from silent area to concrete brain, and from concrete brain to silent area. There are different parts from concrete brain to left midbrain, from concrete brain to right midbrain, but we are not talking about that now. Only between concrete brain, thinking instrument, and the silent area. See the chart there. If there is a link between the silent area and the front brain, concrete brain, memory does not come in. You get my point? It is only the memory that makes the brain chatter. All the dialogue you have is because of memory. Yes. But if there is only a link between the front conscious brain, the outer brain and the silent area, the memory pool does not come in. And that is why understanding flows. Because memory has one basic action to prevent understanding by bringing in past experience.
That's it.
You see? So all this was stated already months back, years back. We have done all this. All today we do is the inner brain area and the concrete outer brain. These two we are talking about in this sutra. And Patanjali tells us, if this brain can learn, get aside for some time and let the inner brain work, then we understand. That is all it is. And how we shall do it? How will the outer brain get aside? You have got freedom exercise. Let us teach you how to keep the concrete brain, the outer brain aside. But you have not done. Unless you now do these exercises, the idea will not sink into your brain. Because unless you do these exercises, how to understand, you will not understand. It's not a laughing matter. It is the most serious matter that you cannot understand. And you are trying to learn how to understand. It is a very serious matter. And doctor, in all the seriousness, is trying to question me for your benefit. His questions are not meaningless. He, on your behalf, is asking me questions. Try to understand him also. You get my point? So doctor, I am here. Somewhat. You can come and tell me. Next question. Okay. So samadhi is just described. You see, the word samadhi is really used. Actually, it is one-pointedness. You write that one-pointedness. Even in 18, a further stage of one-pointedness. In 19, the one-pointedness stage just described. You see, all this you read as one-pointedness and don't use the word, because you see, in your mind, you have got various meanings of samadhi. And your mind again, your outer mind will take you there. It's knowledge. Its knowledge is deadly. It will prevent you from understanding. And therefore, wrong word used will take you in the wrong direction. So instead of that, write one-pointedness and read, it is much more clear. Even in 18 it is clear. The further stage of one-pointedness is achieved. In 19, the one-pointedness stage just described, you see, you read like this. Samadhi is not samadhi, it is also one-pointedness. But in our mind, samadhi has very many meanings. Is anything burning? They understand that jnana or samadhi or dharana all are one-pointedness stage. That's why I told you, it can be half an hour or 2 hours or 2 days, you see. But it is a state of one-pointedness. And that looks to us a more simpler word than samadhi. You get my point? So instead of using those terms, dharana, dhyana, samadhi, we rather use the word one-pointedness. And the duration of one-pointedness will give you the meaning of dharana, dhyana, samadhi. As I just told you, the quality is same of one-pointedness. The duration is longer. So if you read instead of samadhi the word one-pointedness, it will be much easier to understand. The one-pointedness state just described passes not beyond the bounds of phenomenal world. It passes up beyond the gods and those concerned with the concrete world. You will achieve a lot if you can have one pointation. You can achieve a lot if your concrete brain moves away and lets the inner brain give you the understanding. But the author says, all these have very limited views. Don't think that you can understand everything. Is that a limited view after achieving one-pointedness? And therefore he describes the limit of achievement. Here if you have achieved one-pointedness. The one-pointedness they just described passes not beyond the bounds of the phenomenal world. It will make you understand the phenomenal world. You understand now? If one pointedness is achieved, not only for a few seconds, or not for a few minutes, few hours, or few days, even then, whatever you have achieved will enable you within certain bounds to understand. If you want to go beyond that, you will have to also go beyond that. Your understanding is the limit, and he is giving the limit of your understanding. Of course, this is ancient language, it is to be read properly. Passes not beyond the bounds of the phenomenal world, it passes not beyond God and those concerned with the concrete world. What is the concrete world? We here live this Pajani, Bendi, Vaja, Kolaba, Tadeo. Think this is the whole world. But the world, the author means the universe, the physical universe. To know even the physical universe is a big thing. But it does not go beyond this. Example, it might know the structure, inside structure of the sun or the inside structure of the earth. But why were they created? That requires, again requires one pointedness on another plane. You see, there's so much to go further. The author means clearly that there's so much to go further, that even if you have achieved one pointedness, and for a long duration you have achieved your one pointedness, even then your bounds will be this. Now, the universe is Brahma, bag of Brahma. And we have called it the celestial bubble. You will understand the bubble. Is it worth understanding a bubble? Is it worth understanding a bubble? For that you have to still go further in your understanding. Why is the bubble there and what is beyond the bubble? So, the stage in a stage. So the author says, please, don't come to the conclusion that if you can maintain one pointedness for days together, you'll say, oh, I have reached, gone much beyond now. Your limitation is this. To achieve deeper things, you'll have to go much further. And that is why going much further than one pointedness of a particular order, the sastras have used the word Pratyahara, Dana, Dhyana, Samadhi, to describe the bounds that can be greater and greater and greater. Is it understandable now? You see? So the terms of Dana, Dhyana, Samadhi, we can understand by one-pointedness in our brain. Because ultimately, we are human beings. Ultimately, this is a physical body. Ultimately, we have a physical brain. We are living in a physical universe. So all the translation of understanding must come to this level. Isn't it? That is why you are being given a brain. So that in a physical world, to understand what is much beyond, there must be a possibility for this brain to understand. And the first stage of one-pointedness is this. And there are many stages beyond. Is it clear?
That's my question.
Yes.
The
in the one pointed initial understanding of the phenomena of the world, besides the understanding of the structure of the sun, let us say, would it also involve understanding the structure of the earth?
Fear, love, don't think they are not material. There are many things material. If you don't see, it does not mean they are not material. What is the product of a human being is material. Fear, love, all these emotions are the product of a human being created by the false understanding of the concrete brain. And therefore they are as much material as the material universe is, or the material world is, or the material body. We have a feeling that what we can't see is not material. No. You will not see many things that are still material. In this room, there are so many cubic feet of air. Because we don't see it, we don't see it is not there. So, fear, love, and all the emotions are the product of our own body-brain system. And therefore, they are as much material.
Cellular as well as molecular.
Our world. We are so far avoided words that are known, like I said. Why? Because you have an understanding by reading something, and you might bring in some of that understanding. That is why I have used the word cellular, molecular, mind. Or atomic. So, the limits have been shown in 19. Now, 20. Other that you one-pointedness and arrive at the discrimination of pure spirit through belief, followed by energy, memory, meditation, and right perception. The first word is belief. All religions are known as beliefs. All beliefs are known as beliefs. Whatever is told to you and you believe. You will go to heaven, I will not go to heaven, if you do this, that will happen. All that is belief. We are not questioning right or wrong. All that knowledge is belief. All religions are beliefs. We are not saying the religion is wrong because belief. No, we are not going further into the details of all this. We say all religions are beliefs because we believe whatever we have been passed on to, or we have heard, or we have read, or we have pastor, or teachers, or gurus, or whoever have told us, we believe. We believe there is a heaven, there is a hell. We believe that the chief priest, if he were to give us a note, we can go to heaven in spite of doing very bad action on earth. These are all beliefs. 5 centuries ago, the king of France paid a ransom to the Pope to go to heaven for his very many misdeeds. Even today, the high priest of the Pope gives us sleep to the dying to go to heaven. Human mind has not progressed. Though we are flying in air, we are going under water, but our beliefs are that only today also, in the atomic age, talking about the 21st century that is very near, our beliefs are same. You want the sleep to go to heaven? Well, these are beliefs. We don't say it is right or wrong, because we are not involved in religion. All religions are beliefs. So one of the methods may be belief, followed by energy. What does that mean? There is a statement made that energy follows thought. Energy follows thought. If you do particular exercises with a particular thought of achieving something, energy follows there, then you don't need belief. So as if you do your practices, you don't need belief. You don't need a seat to go to heaven then. Followed by energy. Energy means when you practice something, you create energy. And you direct that energy to certain spots in your body, brain, system. And therefore, certain refinement, certain upgrading takes place. Clear? You can hear me there? Okay. So, different methods in the world. The author doesn't say, follow me only. He says, other that you one pointed there and arrive at the discrimination of your spirit to believe, follow the energy, memory. How does memory do it? Look back, look back. Our famous chapter there. Memory. There are two parts. One is shallow, the other is deep. The deep memory is all your previous birth and all your previous actions. In yoga at a certain stage, you have to consciously open this door, learn your deep memory, go into the past, learn what the state of mind. Yoga is not joke. There are many things to be done and learnt in yoga, in higher aspects of yoga. You see? One of these is memory. You see, one word memory means so much. It means that if you can unlock the deeper area of memory and go into your 10,000 past lives or more and study how each time you have been affected. How will you study that? You have to study memory patterns. But before that, certain exercises have to be done. Because memory is not concrete to be seen. Incoming impulses are not concrete to be seen. You just come here to meet me and say, hello, it won't help. So memory, you got the idea of memory now? In what sense it is used? Are you using past memory? And they are asking you to forget your present memory. Yeah, there. We'll come to it later. But today what you are learning is the concrete mind to be set aside. And concrete mind cannot function without present memory. Okay? Memory is so very much needed. And memory is so very obstructive in the past. Forget that. When you love someone very dearly, I don't mean one lover to another. It could be two friends, it could be mother and child, it could be brother, it could be any love. If you can love somebody very dearly, that same person can make you so happy, the same person can make you so miserable. Such is memory. It is so useful, it is so obstructive. You understand? When we say, please don't interfere now, memory, it will come, it will interfere 100 times more. That is it. And you can set aside memory, then you can set aside your concrete place. Unfortunately, you can't dig out a portion of the concrete brain and say, now you leave aside here. You can't do that. You can't take hold of your memory and say, please go here. You can't. That is why we do particular type of exercises, so that it happens inside you. You understand? because these things can never be done in any other way. You have to do certain exercises which will bring this about. It will keep memory out, it will keep the concrete or the outer brain out when we want it to be out. So, this is memory. The author wants to convey by this one single word, memory.